The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara here, Daf Ches Ksubis, discusses the halacha of Birchas Chasanim and how many people one has to have to make Birchas Chasanim. After a discussion in the Gemara says, Hod Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mevorch Birchas Chasanim Ba'asoro, V'chasanim Min HaMinyon. We make Birchas Chasanim with 10, and the Chasan is included in the number of 10. V'chas Aveilim, as the Gemara discusses, another bracha called Birchas Aveilim Ba'asoro, that too is with 10, V'ein Aveilim Min HaMinyon. And the Aveilim are not included in the 10. You have to have 10 besides the Aveilim that are being Mis'avil. Let's go through this a little bit to see some of the shittas in discussing this halacha of Birchas Chasanim Ba'asor. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchas Brachas Halacha Tes says, Beveis Chasanim Mevorchim Birchas Chasanim, Acher Abor Brachas Eilu, B'chol Suda V'suda She'oichlim Shom, Ve'ein Mevorchim Brachas U'loi Avodim V'loi Ketanim. This bracha is not made with the Avodim Ketanim, do not make the bracha. Because the Mishnah points out, the reason it can't be done by Avodim Ketanim is because we're not even mitzarev of them for the minyan. An evident cotton and something which needs asora, it can't be part of the minyan. Kol shken, they can't make the bracha either. The Rambam, understandably, is talking over here the halacha of Birchas HaShaboro, which comes after those brachas, as mentioned later there in the Rambam Halacha Yud. Bracha zu shemaisifim veis chasanim hi bracha achroinim v'sheva bracha shal nesun. There is explained that the bracha of Ashaboro needs 10 people as well. Therefore, Eved and Kotten is not mitzarf with this Kal V'chaim of the Kesef Mishnah. If an Eved and Kotten can't be part of the Asor of people necessary to make the Birchas Ashaboro, understandably, they can't make the bracha. Interestingly enough, the Ran in Ksubas over here in Afches points out the Shitas HaRambam is that for the Birchas Ashaboro, you not need 10 people. And there's no need. It's only there for Afushe Simcha Ba'alma, as he says. It's there to be Moisev B'Simcha. But somehow the halacha of Ashaboro does not need 10 people. If that's the case, it is somewhat difficult why the Rambam clearly points out that even the Birchas Ashaboro, which is the added bracha of Afushe Simcha, can also not be made by Vonim Ektanim either. Let's be mizbain a little bit more in understanding why there's a need for Asoro in Birchas Chasanim. The Shita Mokobetzas before Dav Zayinim and Beis points out in the name of the Goinim that Birchas Chasanim he calls a Dover Sheb Bigdusha. There are things called Dover Sheb Bigdusha which we only say with 10, as we know, Kaddish, Kedusha. These things are called Dvorim Sheb Bigdusha, and we don't say Dover Sheb Bigdusha with less than 10. The same is pointed out in the Tosfos Arid. Dav Zayin there he says Birchas Chasanim Tzricha Asora Kidechsiv V'Makhelus Bochu Hashem. He quotes as the Mokra, as discussed before Dav Zayin, that the pasuk that tells us you have to have 10 is Makelus Baruch Hashem, Beroiv Om Hadras Melech. The Meirim Brachas Dav Mem Zayin points out and says, Ike Dino Shetzorach Asor Ledover Shabekdusha Nilmad Mikro V'Makelus Baruch Hashem. This very pasuk that's quoted by the Tosfos Rid as to why we have to have 10. As the Gemara discusses before, the Miri tells us in Brachas is the mokor for the din of Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachas Ma'asor. Fascinating halacha. This is on the one hand. There's an interesting Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Perek Yotes that tells us as follows. Alei Osor, Alei Novel, Kol Edus Ne'amonus Li Yisrael Ba'asor. All Edus for Klal Yisrael is with 10. Hakin Roshoi Menagim by David Ba'asor Nevolim. The kina that David HaMelech was menagim boy is ba'asor, with 10 nevolim. And it goes on with a list of things, interesting, and it says, Eidus bris milo ba'asor, Eidus hameis ba'asor, Eidus birchas dalid ba'asor, Eidus chalitza ba'asor, Eidus birchas nesuin ba'asor, shenem v'ayika hasor anosh. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar points out that it is an inyan called Eidus, and the reason you have to have 10 is because the Eidus in Klal Yisrael should be done with Asor. It is to say like this, a Dover Shebekdusha needs to have 10 is not mentioned in this list in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, but rather an inyan of Eidus. Eidus Birchas Dalid, that's talking about the Askaras Hashem when it comes to Birchas Azimun, and Biches Kahanim, as pointed out in the Radal there, and Biches Rebbe Lazar. And this is not on Zdovah Sheh B'Kedusha. Interesting. But it's in Indian, like he points out and explains, it's Lav Oirech Arel Lad Gure Shem Shamayim B'Pochas Ma'asor. This is actually a discussion in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, as explained in the Rashba there. If that's the case, what he calls Eidus Birchas Nesuim Ba'asoro, it doesn't seem to have any connection with Ein Dover Sheh B'Kedusha Pochas Ma'asoro, but seems to be Mishum Pirsumei Milse Ba'alma. Eidus, we're discussing, we're declaring something publicly, we have to have a tzibra being aware of this interesting inyan. That's why there has to be a sort. There's a whole list of things there. Prismilo, Eidus Hameis, Eidus Brocha, Eidus Chalitza, where there's a need to have something in the sparsim, it needs Pesume Milsa. When it says Eidus, if it understandably doesn't mean in Hilchas Eidus Ba'alma, it means Pesume Milsa, that's where you have to have 10. But it says nothing about the inyan of having the Asura of a Dover Sheh B'Kedusha. The pasuk quoted there as to Birchas Nisuin is the pasuk Vayikach Asura Anoshim. The pasuk of the Gemara mentions before that Boyas took Asura Anoshim. No. The fact is, the Gemara Megillah of Chav Gimel says as follows. It says, Birchas Chasanim Tzricha Asura. Birchas Chasanim tells us Tzricha Asura. When it's mentioned there in context together with Birchas Aveilim, and Chum Aveilim, we understand it's definitely not a Dovah Sheh B'Kedusha. Furthermore, Rashi in Ksubas Daf Ches Amud Aleph says very clearly, there's a bracha she'akol boru l'chvoidoi. No, akol boru l'chvoidoi, Rashi explains this niskino, la'asifa sa'oma ne'asof m'shom lingmol chesed, zeicha l'chazde amokim sh'nogim odom arishin, sh'nasa lo ishushpinin, v'nis'asik boi v'yasifa zu kvoid amokimu, u'brocha zu l'kach niskino. The bracha she'akol boru l'chvoidoi is the bracha which is there at kvoidoi shel mokim. No, the ikar asifa is clearly an asifa's kavod, an asifa's pirsum emilsa, that's a dover mechubad, but it says nothing about that we speak about an inyan of dover sheh b'kedusha. If you check out the Ravon in Hilchas Kesubos, it says, all similarly, she'akol boru l'chvoidoi, birchas asifa zekeinim t'chsiv v'neged zekeinim kavod. And then he brings the pasuk that it says by boyas, v'yikach boyas asar anoshim, mizikna ir. And he came to make birchas chasanim. So the Gemara compares Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Tetchumi Aveilim to one inyan. The thing we have over there is a maimed and a shur. You have to have a sora. There's no line like the Gemara explains in Amud Beis here. Ches, you can't have a shur of chusim asora, as Rashi points out. Here too, there's no chshivas in the asifa to be a mechubadik asifa less than 10 people. And that's indeed why Rav Yechon has to point out. We mentioned that a chosin is mitzarev to asifa. They come there to be mesam erchem. Look at this Gemara. Birchas Chasanim is Boi Asorah, and the Chosin is Minaminyan. Birchas Aveilim is Boi Asorah, and Ein Aveilim Minaminyan. If it would be a halacha ba'alma of Inyan Dover Sheh B'Kedusha, would there be any reason for us to point out that the Chosin could be Minaminyan? Of course. The Shliach Tzibah is part of the Minyan as well, even though he needs 10. Shita Mukubetzis points out, B'Shem Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, Ein Aveilim Minaminyan, B'Shem Einom Menachmin, Ela Misnachmin. אבל החסנים הם שמחים כשאר אנשי החופה. לפיכך איסנו מן המניין. That means, although the others came to be משמח, the chosin, he too is part of the simcha, and he's part of the simcha. So it has nothing at all to do with Dover Sheh B'Kedusha. So it comes out, we have over here two mekoyros to the halacha of Birchas Chasanim is dafke ba'asorah. Either from the pasuk Vayikach Boyaz Asorah Anoshim, or from Makelus Baruch Hu Hashem. Baruch Hu Likim. Chura. The mocker would be the nafkemina whether or not we say that there's a din bichlal of a Dover Sheh B'Kedusha. Let's explain. As we mentioned, the Gemara Ksubas tells us before, they bring the pasuk Makelus Baruch Hu Hashem, Mimkor Yisrael. So that would be a Dover Sheh B'Kedusha. As the Miri mentioned before points out, this is the mocker that we say, Ein Dover Sheh B'Kedusha, Brachas Ma'asor. So then, Birchas Chasan would indeed be a loche of Dover Sheh B'Kedusha. The mandoma that, however, they learned it from the pasuk Vayikach Boyaz Asorah Anoshim, so that's telling us it's not a Dover Sheh B'Kedusha. There's an inyan of having an asifa, and there's no such thing as an asifa's covered less than 10 people, as we mentioned from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar before. And there, indeed, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar brings the pasuk Vayikach Boyaz Asorah Anoshim. So it's not the pasuk of Makelus Baruch Hu Hashem. It's a different pasuk completely. So we have two Makaris, and the two Makaris give us two different indications as to what the halacha biches chasanim is. Is it a halacha based on ein dovah shebekdusha pachas ma'asora, or is it a halacha which is totally different? It's a halacha of the asifa, asifa's covered, has to have 10. There's a halacha that the Rishonim point out. Bring the Meiri and the Eshkol, bring the pasuk, dovah shebekdusha is not pachas ma'asora, and they clearly say the limud is learned from the pasuk from Makelis Baruch Hu Atzeh Hashem. The question obviously is we're familiar with another pasuk. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Gimel tells us Rabbi Yochanan has another drasha. V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael kol dova shebekdusha lo yepachas ma'asor b'soich b'nei Yisrael ein eid b'chusse ma'asor. So the reason Rabbi Yochanan tells us that we need 10 is not from the pasuk Makelos Baruch Hu Hashem, but rather from the pasuk of v'nigdashti. So the chur is a little bit of a stira. However, we understand Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitosei. Over here, it's Rabbi Yochanan that tells us Birchas Chasanam Ba'asor, and he learns it from the pasuk Makelos Baruch Hu Hashem. He doesn't learn it from that pasuk; rather, he learns from the pasuk Vikach Boyas. What's the pshat? He says from the pasuk Makelos Baruch Hu Hashem, we need it for the Meir's drosha. There's another drosha that Chazal tell us before. Minayin Shafilu Uvim Shev Meiman Omer Shira Alayam Shem Makelos Baruch Hu Hashem Im Kor Yisrael. So obviously, it's a different pasuk Vikach Boyas. But we explain how the pasuk Vayikach Boyas has nothing to do with Dovah Shebekdusha. The pasuk tells us that it has to be an Asifas Kovod, and there's no Asifas Kovod, Pachas Me'asor. If that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan L'shitosei needs another pasuk, and that's the pasuk in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel that tells us how we know Ein Dovah Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asor from the pasuk from V'Nigdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. Now, the Rambam Perek Ches and Luchas Tefillah Lo Chavov says as follows. בכל אלו הדבורים מסחילו בהם בעשורה, ואוכל מקצוסון, אף הפישי נרשוין, יגמרו השאר. After going through a number of things there, that speak about דבורים שבקדושה, the E10, the Rambam sums up and says that if there were 10 from the get-go, it started off with 10, and afterwards the minion dissipated, it wasn't there completely, we could nonetheless be goymer. If that's the case, we could clear a shayla. It started ביחס חסנים, it started with a minion, and the B'saif, the minion left. There is no minion to the end. So do we say that now you can finish it off or not? The klal is, as the Rambam puts it over here, that anything which is a dovah shebekdusha, if we started with asorah and part left, you can be goymer. But if it's because there's no asifa p'chusse ma'asorah, that means you have to have an asifa's covered to make it work. There's asifa's covered present, then we make the brachas. However, the asifa's present is not there. It would be mistabber to say that you can't be going with the brachos. We take a look at the Yerushalmi Megillah, which is the mokra of the Rambam. Over there, it seems to say that. There it says as follows: Ein person es hashma poches ma'asora, hischilu ba'asora v'olcholem niktsosan goyme. Ein oivin mufnei ateve poches ma'asora, hischilu ba'asora v'olcholem niktsosan goyme. Ein noisin kapeim poches ma'asora, hischilu ba'asora v'yotzlem niktsosan goyme. Ein kurim batoy de poches masor is khilo basor yot la mitzosn koime. Ein maftir ben novi poches masor is khilo basor yot la mitzosn koime. An entire list of things of yonim dvorim shebekdusha that if mitzosn left, we could be goimer. And it says nothing about birchas chasanim and birchas aveilim. If one started and the minyan is no longer there, you could be goimer. It would make sense to say that it's not an inyan of dovah shebekdusha, but rather an inyan of asifa. And if it's an inyan of asifa, we don't have the whole group here, one should be unable to finish off the bracha. One should be unable to finish off the bracha. Only if it comes with dovah shebekdusha do we see otherwise. It's interesting to note, however, that the Noi Deb Yehuda and Ebenezer says that 10 by the birchas chasanim is a lekatchila. And it brings a riot with the fact that one could be goymer even if yotzu miktsosan and he's with Tzayin the Yerushalmi. He seems to understand posha that 10 by birchas chasanim is mitam dovah shebekdusha. And it's similar to all Dovah Shebekdusha, that one could finish off even though Miktosim has left. Yerushalmi Betzim doesn't mention it because possibly Yerushalmi doesn't have to mention all the Dvarim Shebekdusha. It's included in the rest. There's a list of things there, but it's not koil, understandably. It's not an exhaustive list. It would seem to be not so posher that we should be able or unable to do so. What we can point out is the Aruch HaShulchan of Ebenezer Simen Samach Beis, or as Gimel says clearly, Birchas Chasanim, Im Yotzu Miktosan, Goymin. If indeed we started Birchas Chasanim, and a chelik of the minyan left, Goymin, we finish it off. And he brings it, Mikol Shkein, Mikadish, Vikedusha. He makes it go, Mitakol Shkein, So Kal Vachomer B'Kaddish in Kedusha, he says there. Because even though you have to have a story for Birchas Chasanim, Al Dovash HaBekdusha, but he himself learns from the Pasuk Vayikach Boyas. So the Chashulchan would seem very clear that he learns Vayikach Boyas as an Inyan of Dovash HaBekdusha as well, or he understands it the way we understand it here, it's an Asifas Kovod, and his svar, his logic is that even Asifas Kovod, if the Asifa is not near the end, even if Yotzim Mektsosan, you can still be Goymer. An interesting Ha'orah. I'm a supik. What would be the halacha? As we know, Tosfos brings down in Brachos Daf Memches that there are those who say that a katan and a chumash v'yodai could be mitzdarif with nine to make it into a minion. That's poifin. You have to have a dovash of kedusha. You're talking to say that by Birchas Chasanim, according to the Mandom, we learned it from Yikach Boyas Asor Anoshim. That's necessarily when you, if you need an asifas kovay, even if it's a katan holding a chumash v'yodai, that wouldn't be sufficient to make a matziv of an ein dovash abekdusha pachas ma'asora. If you're talking to say you have to have asora anosh and gedolim in order to make the asif and asifas kovid. Now, the ksubas point, the Ritva ksubas rather points out, and he says as follows: Alosh, umi uvaday boy shiyu gedolim ugvorim. They have to be gedolim, they have to be men, adults, like it says, midachsiv asora anoshim, oy midachsiv makelas ven kal pachas ma'asora anoshim gedolim. He has two drushes. Both drushes he mentions, it says both have to be anoshim gdoilim ugvorim. Either way, whether you learn it from the Kailis, or you learn it from the Yikach Boyas, you need to have 10 to make that matzev. Either it's a dovash abekdush and take aloche, or it's aloche of nasifas kovid, as we said before. So the Kasa Mishnah points out the reason that the Evan Kotten is, they're not mevorchim bechlal, that afilu tzirufilem mitzarfin on Evan v'kotten v'dover atzorach asorin, as he points out from the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin, Kol Shken Shem Lo Yevorchu, this is necessarily something which you say, has to have a 10, Al Tzadin of Dovash HaBekdusha. That's the Sugis HaGemara in Brachos. The Dovash HaBekdusha, he can't be Mitzurif to make a minion of Dovash HaBekdusha. So, the Kesa Mishnah fully understood that the Din of Asorah that you need to have is the Dovash HaBekdusha Tika Aloche. That's why he says, even Birchas HaShebora, which needs 10, where he understood it needs 10, as a Dovash HaBekdusha, so he has a right to say that if they're not Mitzuruf to make the minyan for Dovash HaBekdusha, understandably they won't be able to make the bracha. However, according to the Ram points out in Das HaRambam, that Birchas HaShabora doesn't need 10. It comes out. We're going to say that Birchas Chasanim is not a Dovash HaBekdusha. And the reason we always need 10 is only it's an Asifa's covered, and there's no Asifa less than 10. Indeed, the Ritva points out there's no din panim chadosh, is only the one who's able to be counted for the asor of birchas chasanim. And that's why it says, if there's no birchas, there's no panim chadosh, you don't make a bracha, because this asifa, which is here from the past, already had the bracha. But when there's a panim chadosh, this becomes an asifa chadosh, that's called panim chadosh, as an asifa chadosh, and that's why we'll make the bracha birchas chasanim. Now the Birchas HaShabora, which is said the whole Suda, even when there's no Panim Chadoshes, obviously, is because it's not a bracha that needs an Asifa Chadosha. It doesn't need 10, it doesn't need an Asifa Chadosha. If that's the case, it only comes, as the Ram points out, La'afushay Simcha Ba'alma. So it comes out. An interesting machlokes. Those who say you have to have 10 for Birchas Chasanim, even for HaShabora as well, it's because of a Dovash HaBekdusha. If that's the case, Dovash HaBekdusha can't include Ketanim. As we said before, the Kesef Mishnah says, a Kotan can be part of the Tziruf for the Ten. Obviously, he can't make the Bracha for the Ten either. In Panim Chadoshes that we mentioned, the Yemar B'Shvilon in the Simcha Yoyser, so Akorcha Shabbos doesn't need Panim Chadoshes, as we mentioned. According to the Ran, when an Evan and Isha and a Kotan are not Mitzuruf to Ten, like we said before, because as the Ritva points out, the Pasuk says, Asar Anoshim, and the fact that he says an Evan and Kotan can't be make the Bracha, we've got to say, because they're not part of the Asifa. Al Korch, they're not shaykh to the Bracha. Maybe they can't make the Bracha Bechlal. Similar to what the Kesef Mishnah points out, they can't be Mitzurif, they can't make the Bracha. Here they can't be part of the Asifa, as the Pasuk points out, the Yikach Asor Anoshim, and they're not Anoshim Givorim, they're not Anoshim Gdoilim Givorim, they can't make the Bracha either. And this is good, Lagabba Brachas, they need 10. Ashabor, according to the Ran, it doesn't need 10. There's no need for the Asifa Bechlal. Why indeed shouldn't they make the bracha? Coming back to the first shayla, Once there's no need for 10 in the Ashabora, there's no need for the Torah's Asifa, not Mishum Dovah Shebetusha, nor Mishum Asifa's covered, why shouldn't Ketanim be able to say the Bracha Ashabora? In Emerson, we have to understand as follows. Sheva Brachas of the Suda that the Rambam's talking about, the din is to say in Alakos Shel Birchas Hamazon. As the ritual points out, Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Chasanim is one thing, just like we have in Yak Nahaz, where Mitzarev Kamin Yonam of one Kois, so too the Shayachas Birchas Hamazon and in Zimun Aleim pulls together with the din of Birchas Chasanim as well. And that's part of the Cheshbon. The Gemara Taka says in Ksubis, Meisvei Chasanim Vavilim Min Aminyan, as the Gemara says by us, Kitanya Yibi Birchas Hamazon. And Rashi explains, Lehitztarif Legimel Zamin Olov. That's what it means, the Tziruf. The Ram points out, Birchas Hashabora, that doesn't return, Mikom Lokim says the Ram, Shloisha Ba'inon Mishum Zimun. We have to have three Mishum Zimun, as mentioned before in Rashi. And Ketanim and Avodim and Ketanim are Nismayit from Zimun as well. In Nismayit, you have to have Dafke Zimun of good Gedoilim Ibn Echoyrin. Therefore, Avodim and Ketanim are not Mevorchen. Comes out in Ficheshbin. The cotton that knows Lemi Mevorchen, that he could be Mitzarif Lemin and Shloisha, Bein Lemin and Asar, as pointed out in the Rambam, can indeed make Birchas Chasanim. When the Rambam says that you say a cotton is Ein Mevorch, and he says, means Birchas Chasanim, Shebeshasa Nesuin, he says that's not Shach Lesuda Vezimon Klal. Why shouldn't an Evan Lekot make the Bracha indeed? So we're forced to say, as pointed out right away, the Pasuk Vayikach Boyaz Asar Anoshim, it's a miut that Avodim Ketanim cannot be part of the Cheshmi B'chlal. And they're not Nismat Birchas Chasanim either. They're Nismat to get Birchas Chasanim. Boyaz took Anoshim for the Asifa and the Bracha, both for the Asifa's covered and for the Bracha B'chlal. Even Ba'ofen Ashabara, which doesn't need the Asifa's covered nor the Asara of Adov HaShabikdusha, but the miut Hakra nonetheless says you can't have Avodim Ketanim to make the Bracha. So although you don't need a minion, but there's a separate pasuk that tells us that an eved and cotton can't make birchas chasan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.